This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert. He's a former judge. He represents his state's 1st Congressional District, and he is the vice chair of the House Judiciary Committee's Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security. We want to get some of his thoughts on what we're likely to see Congress take up, consider, approve, or reject in the wake of the horrific shootings in Tucson, including the very serious wounding of his colleague, Gabrielle Giffords, the congresswoman from Arizona. And, sir, thank you very much for your time today.
No, it's my pleasure, Greg.
Well, first of all, before we get to some of the legislation that might come, this morning, obviously, was the resolution to deplore the shootings and to honor the victims, those who have passed and those who are still struggling to recover from their injuries. You were among those who spoke on the floor. What's your sense of the way things and just the mood is of the House right now?
Well, both from speaking on the House floor and hearing others speak, and then just the wonderful prayer service we had earlier this afternoon, the mood is one of more camaraderie than I've seen in the last 6 years I've been here. It's a shame it took a tragedy like we've been through to have that. But also understand, I mean, you can care deeply about people and have arguments and disagreements. My wife and I have been married for going on 33 years, and we disagree. I mean, my sister, for goodness sakes, is a Democrat. It's okay to have disagreements, but they just should not be allowed to lead to violence.
And in terms of some of the ideas coming down the pike here in response to this, and I would imagine that you're full committee and your subcommittee would certainly be taking up some of these. First of all, we've heard a number of different ideas in terms of possible gun control legislation. Congressman King, chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, would like to make it a crime to knowingly have a gun within 1,000 feet of a member of Congress. Congresswoman McCarthy, also of New York on the Democratic side, has been a gun control advocate for a long time, wants to go after these magazines that were used by the gunman with 30-plus bullets in there. What's your sense on what should happen and what's likely to happen?
I don't think we need any overreaction or overregulation. Greg, there are plenty of laws on the state books and federal books to deal with the situation that arose. Now, on the other end, more freedoms may be of assistance, like members of Congress, or a number of people have said they walk home at night, they have no security that follows them home. And up here in Washington, D.C., because there's a gun ban, beside law enforcement, the only people that have guns here are the criminals. So we're looking at a bill that would allow members of Congress to carry a weapon. But as far as back in our individual districts, I don't think we need any new laws. And I was telling people this afternoon, somebody gets me, I don't want the gunman prosecuted under federal law. I don't care if he did it by choosing me for hate or whatever. Don't use the hate crime. Don't use federal law. Use Texas law. The state law in our state and most states is far better than the federal law. So we don't really need more laws there. What we had, it sounds like, are all kinds of indications that this guy was going to hurt somebody, and yet laws provide, in virtually every state I'm aware of, the ability to come forward and say this person is a threat to themselves or others. And whether it was because a family member worked at the county offices or whatever, people didn't step forth. So for a free society to work, people have to pull their fingers out of their ears and quit covering their eyes and step up and say, this person is a potential threat. Let it be investigated. And then you can better protect people. But there are plenty of laws in place than were.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert. And Congressman, another bill that's been proposed, although I would guess that in the Republican-controlled House it won't get much traction, and that's this idea from Pennsylvania Congressman Brady that threatening words and threatening symbols would be cracked down on through law, much as they are with how people might send threatening letters and so forth to the President of the United States. Other people say that's a assault on the First Amendment. We can't let that be compromised in the wake of a tragedy. What's your sense on anything on that front?
Well, I like Bob Brady, and he likes my ribs, but but we don't need any crackdown on words or symbols. Greg, there's a real danger here. As long as people can vent, as long as people can express their disapproval and their disagreement, then they're able to vent frustration. But if you start taking away First Amendment rights, freedoms to express ourselves as we see fit, then that creates a worse powder keg than if you let people vent. So, and really, the founders expected venting. They wanted disagreement. They didn't want it easy to pass laws. They were afraid of people passing laws too easily. That's why they created two bodies, so there'd be arguing within the two houses, and then you'd have another branch that could veto what they did, and then another judiciary could cancel what they did. You know, they wanted disagreement. It's a good thing, as long as it doesn't lead to violence. So I really hope that we'll think carefully before we restrict any freedoms of speech or expression. And then some people just need to calm down and not get so offended. And then others, we need to be careful about the words we use, but that's more out of consideration. But we start restricting people's words and expressions, it could create a worse explosion than if we let people vent.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, represents his state's first congressional district. And as I mentioned at the outset, he's also a former judge. And of course, one of those killed on Saturday was a federal judge, John Roll. And, sir, what would you say is the sense in the judicial community as a result of his tragic killing here, being a part of that community for so many years as you were?
Well, it sounds like he was a wonderful judge and well-respected on by both Republicans and Democrats, and he was fair to victims and gave fair trial to those on trial. And my wife asked, what do you think the judge was doing there? And I told her, if I was having an event out like that, meeting constituents, and any of the federal judges in East Texas knew I was there, I would expect them to walk over. Because that's the kind of community most of us have. You know, we know each other, we like each other. And during my days as a judge, if I'd seen the congressman, I would have walked over and spoken to him. So obviously he wasn't attacked, or at least it sounds obvious he wasn't attacked because of his role as a judge. But I can tell you, Greg, as a judge, death threats were pretty common. And I always declined to have 24/7 security when an imminent threat was made. But it's just tragic what has happened. But it sounds like, though some are saying, oh, he may be insane, well, you can know right from wrong and be able to conform your conduct to the requirements of the law and be mean, angry, and even be a nut without meeting the requirements of insanity. And so I don't want any more laws out in the states that control their law that they already have in place. We just need people to report things as they see fit, because a democracy is only as good as the people are willing to be responsible.
Last question before we let you go, sir. You mentioned that threats, to some extent, whether it's a member of Congress or a judge at any level, is in some ways part of the job. What type of mindset do you need to be able to take on these sorts of jobs and be okay with that?
Well, it's terribly tragic that anybody ever has to deal with death threats. And for those of us that got them in a prior life as a judge, it's nothing new, but unfortunately, sadly, it's become part of life in public office. But I take you back a couple of hundred years when part of public life and public office was if you said something that offended somebody, there was going to be a duel and somebody was going to be killed, which is what happened with Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton.
Sure.
So we've come a long way from those days. We just don't need to be reverting backward.
Well said, sir. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today. We know it's been a difficult week for members of the House.
Well, and our prayers continue to go to all those who lost a family member and all those that were hurt. And I just can't wait for Gabby to get back up here.
Well, as I think that sentiment was well stated on both sides of the aisle today. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert represents the state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary Committee, vice chair of the Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security Subcommittee, former judge in the state of Texas as well. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.